At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
You're listening to the Chasing Tales Outdoor Podcast, where when you can't be in the outdoors, we bring it to you.
Yeah, no, I like this a lot. This is cool. All right.
Jeez,
this might become my new way of doing it right here.
Nice.
Bless you.
That was sexy.
Yeah.
And we're live.
And we're live. From the Camo Cave. What podcast is that?
I don't know.
That's a podcast somewhere. Yeah, and we're live from the Camo Cave. Like, it's a thing. It's a... I don't know.
You're right, listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network.
There you go. Dan Johnson.
I can do a whole intro for...
You can.
If you want.
Yeah.
I might end up having to hire somebody to do an intro, because I always feel like ours are such crap. Like, mine's like, and we bring it to you. It's like super serious. Like, I was trying to find like some bass in my chest that I just don't have, because I just never hit puberty.
I'm having the same issues right now.
I'm gonna have to get on like Fiverr and just be like, okay, hey dude, I just need somebody with a deep voice to give me 10 seconds of their time. All right. Well, welcome back everybody to the Chasing Tales Outdoor Podcast. I have assembled... let's start this over. Welcome back to another episode of the Chasing Tales Outdoor Podcast. My name is Walt. His name is Chase. His name is Austin, and his name is Nick. And hopefully the area that I just pointed to on your screen is where everybody else is. We have had a debacle of a night. This is the second time we've tried to record this episode. And ironically, from the first time we hit record and then the computer crashed, to the second time we hit record, the number of people in this podcast episode doubled. So we have assembled the greatest fishing minds that Florida and PA have to offer. And I'm excited to say that we are here to talk today about the fourth annual Yakking for Bass Challenge. You guys don't know it, but there's going to be some really like suspenseful music that led right up to that point. And there was like a crescendo as I said that. So, yeah.
Do you want me to hook you up with some, here, wait, here we go. Here we go. I got you. There we go.
Oh God. Okay. So guys, in all seriousness, we did try to record this once before. It failed miserably. Chase said, yeah, let's do this better. As all great things from this podcast come through Chase, basically. All great ideas, all great deer, all great everything come through Chase. And so he's like, while you're trying to figure out how to life on your end, I'm going to call these guys and be like, hey, you need to jump on the show. So we have got all... I'm not going to introduce you. Austin, tell everybody who you are.
What's up, guys? I'm Austin from the Whitetail Extraction Podcast. I'm happy to be here, man. I'm really happy. It was good. It was like now or never. Hop on the call, and you know, I'm excited to fish again this year. And hopefully, my wife doesn't beat me
at fishing.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. First person I called was Chuck. And I said, Chuck, I know you're not going to be able to do this, but can you podcast right now? And he's like, no, I'm going to roost a turkey. But if you call Austin, he wants it. And it was like a beaten dog. He's like, if you call Austin, he was wanting to record tonight. So I know he'll jump on. And so I call Austin and he's like, man, I'm about to put my kids down and I don't know if I can do it. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. No big deal. And I get a call like 10 seconds later. He's like, Brooke said she'll tend to it. So I'm coming, man. Let's go. And so Austin, thank you for joining in. So everybody on this call has been here for all 4 years. Now, the current winner, I'm a Vanna White, you like right here. How's Vanna White do it? Like whatever it is. We've got the heart of Florida Outdoors. Tell everybody who you are, buddy.
Well, my name's Nick Chandler. Like you said, from Heart of Florida Outdoors. About 10 minutes ago, I was about 2 seconds away from being asleep, but here I am. It's all good. I'd do anything to jump on here to help you guys out. So
if y'all don't know this right now, Nick is doing a boat rebuild, and it is a glorious boat rebuild. And he is also a master of jack plate spacers, and he is cutting a couple of custom jack plate spacers for me. And the Gnu is going to be flying in style here very soon, thanks to him. So, excuse me, gentlemen. Thank you for taking time out of your day to hang out with me and tolerate my foolishness. We're here to talk about the greatest fishing event that happens in the halfway through May through halfway through June. I can say that with great authority. There is no other tournament that runs that duration as great as the Yakking for Bass Challenge. And we've got a couple agenda items to talk about here. So everybody in this call is part of a small group on Polo. And it's just basically the coordination of the Yakking for Bass Challenge. And in all fairness, everybody here in like November, December is like, we got to get going. And we had all these great ideas. And then from January to about 2 weeks ago, I did nothing. And so, in all reality, we're scrambling here a little bit. Some guys have really stepped up to help us out here. We've got some really fun things coming down the pipe. And the good news is we got 3 previous years worth of infrastructure and know-how going into this. So it's still going to be a great time. I don't think it's going to be negatively impacted at all. And I think perhaps I even overthought how hard I needed to go in the past. So we've got some big changes here that I think are going to be fun. First off, we've got 3 divisions this year. This is going to be legit. So we've got a kayak, a paddle sport division, a boating division, and a largest bass division. The former two, or the final two there, have been asked for every single year going into this tournament. But because of the software we were using, we were unable to offer that. And so we've swapped to Fishing Chaos. And, dude, the doors are blown wide open this year. I am, like, stupid excited about this.
Yeah.
The enthusiasm, everybody's got it.
I didn't want to cut you off, my man. Team rotator cuff for the win, man.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, so one of the things that I think is exciting about this is that every year there's about, I feel like, 20 or so people who don't enter into the tournament because they don't have kayaks and they don't want to buy a paddle sport. Do y'all feel kind of like the same way when you're talking to people?
I would say almost definitely. Like, there's usually, I would say at minimum, at least 5 or 6 people every year that are asking me, can John boats be entered, even if they're just paddling? And it's kind of been like that weird in between where you kind of want to say yes, but at the same time, you're like, no, I mean, it's kind of really a boat. It's more like a kayak, canoe, you know, right, pool floaty division. But I definitely think that it's happened every year, and it's always been different people every year that have asked about that sort of same situation. So I think a lot of people will be pretty excited that that's going to be open this year.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think, Lane Baker got caught last year. He thought he was doing everything on the up and up. And Lane has participated in every year's tournament. He's dominated really well. And last year he took his daughter out. That was the main motivator for him. He wanted his daughter to be out fishing with him. And so he took his John boat out and he was all on the up and all. He sent me photos and everything. But when he took the photo of the fish, you could tell it was a metal John boat. And I'm like, bro, were you in a John boat? Actually, I think Chuck Root actually snitched on him, frankly. I think Chuck snitched on him.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
and then I went back to the photos and I realized what I was looking at. And it was obvious then. And so this is going to open up a whole lot of doors for people. And so I'm going to lead the pack over there. Everybody here, I think, is going to be using kayaks. Pretty much everybody's going to be using some kind of paddle sport. I bought a new Gnu, and so that there's a creator in that division. I'm going to use the Gnu this year. That's going to be kind of my arena. Chase has got a boat this year, so he's got no excuse, and so does Nick. So, you know, the places you guys fish is
not. I'm going to use the kayak and win both divisions.
You're going to try.
I am going to use a
try hard
and lose horribly.
I'm a little afraid to use the pole floaty down here in some of the areas I fish.
Just air mattress, man. You'll be all right.
Besides gators.
I think I'm less worried about the gators and more like flesh eating bacteria or something. You know, like I'm worried, like what's growing in that hydrilla?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, snakes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. So let's kind of go back to fundamentals for everybody. I'm not going to go through the rules, but we need to outline this because we've grown a tremendous amount in the last year. So actually, I said on the previous episode, we grew 48% year over year in the month of April, which is crazy awesome, right? And so big shout out to you guys as well. And go find their channels, Whitetail Distraction, Heart of Florida, H-A-R-T of Florida on YouTube. And go show them some love as well so that they can grow in that regard. Great guys. And they deserve some attention. But one of the things I realized is there's probably a lot of people who don't have, you know, the knowledge of what this is. And so this is a catch photo release tournament. It's your five longest fish. You're going to catch a fish. You're going to put it on a measuring board. You're going to take a photo and you're going to submit it to Fishing Chaos. So it's a free app. Go download it right now. Stop what you're doing. All right, welcome back. And you're going to use that app, Fishing Chaos, to submit all of your fish. It's really that simple. Now, there's some little nuances to it, like the fish's mouth has to be all the way up against the end of the board. It has to, you know, the fish's mouth has to be closed. All of that's in the rules. It'll be on the website that you guys are in the app for you guys to read and review. But it's a really simple tournament. But the beauty of this is there's like five different ways to win this year. So you have the kayak division, your five longest, you can win that. You have the boater division, which your five longest can win that. And the money from those two divisions, a portion of it's going to go to fees. A portion of it's going to go towards a prize. And then the rest goes to a charity. And last year we raised $500, just shy of $500 last year. And so you can win either of those divisions. You can also go into that $10 big bass pot, and all the money that goes into that big bass pot is going right back into the biggest bass. And so if you're not confident you can catch five really big fish, if you think you could catch one really big fish over the course of a four-week tournament, then you could win that as well. And so, you know, if everybody chips in, you know, normally we have about 40 to 50 anglers in the kayak division. If we get another 20 or so in the boater division and everybody goes for that $10 pot, then, you know, we're talking about a really big pot of money there for biggest bass. Now, if that's not good enough, we've sponsored with two hunting companies because this is predominantly, you know, these are hunting podcasts where we do, you know, we're trying to pass some time and raise money for a good cause. This is where it gets really cool. Spartan Forge has donated 25 annual memberships to the first 25 people who sign up for this tournament. So you don't even have to register a fish. And for $25, you get a $40 annual subscription to Spartan Forge, which is, in my opinion, the greatest mapping software that's been built yet. And it's only getting better. There's a shout out to Spartan Forge. They just got a new update. It's amazing. The aerial footage is out of this world. I feel like that's really cool, guys. That's four ways right there from the jump.
You said it's the first 25 people to sign up.
Yep. They get an annual membership. Awesome. Yeah.
That is pretty sweet. That is actually really, really generous.
Dude. Oh, yeah. It floored me. I made a post saying, hey guys, we're looking for sponsors. And I was going to reach out to them and Screed Gear. Those were going to be the only two hunting companies I was going to reach out to. And minutes after I hit go on that post, Bill sends me a message and goes, so were you just never going to contact me? I'm like, dude, I was about to get to you, man. And he goes, well, what do you want? And I said, well, what do you want to do? And he goes, how about 25 free memberships? And I'm like, I mean, that's a lot. That's $1,000 he donated to the tournament.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, heck, if you're just looking to get Spartan Forge for this year, you're going to get a $15 discount if you just sign up for the tournament and never fish.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, and you're getting more of your, like you're getting all your money back in the form of a subscription and then some. I mean, like right. like you said, I mean it's killer. So there's four ways right off the four ways that you can off the jump win. The fifth one is we partnered with Scree Gear. Now, Austin, you use Scree.
Yeah, we're partnered with Scree Gear too.
That's right. That's what I thought. Nick has some Scree pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and obviously we're partnered with Scree, so we can say affirmatively everybody here uses it. I love them for their warranty, for the quality. I wore Scree before we worked with them, before they even reached out to us. We believe in them, and they obviously believe in the podcast because they've donated a free starter bundle to the tournament, which is their Hardscrabble jacket, their Hardscrabble pant, and their Kaibab 150 quarter zip. Those three pieces were the three pieces I owned before we even did any work. I took them to Colorado. I brought them home to Florida. I beat the crap out of them, and I loved them. And here's the best part. We do this every year. All you have to do to be entered for that is register one fish, 5 inches, 10 inches, 15 pounds, 1 ounce. It doesn't matter. Catch a photo, catch a fish, put it on a bump board, take a photo, submit it to the app, and you're entered for a $350, $400 bundle. I should know this. I should be prepared.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in that price range. And I know when we've done this in the past, I've had several buddies that signed up for the tournament just for that prize, like a chance to win that big prize. And it got them out fishing one day. So I thought that was pretty cool. And they caught 4 or 5 fish, but all they had to do was catch the one. And they were entered in for that. So a one in what, however many people catch a fish for this tournament's pretty good odds at winning that Scree bundle.
So $435. That's how much that prize is worth. I mean, that is crazy good. I mean, just for donating $25 to a charity, you know, you don't even have to be a crazy good winner. Now here's the cool thing about the tournament every year. So we've got a closed Facebook group. It's called the Yakin YAKKIN'Bass. Hint, it's the title of this episode. There's a closed group on Facebook, and you can join that closed group. There's about 80 or so people in there. And as people approach us throughout the course of the tournament, this happens every year, or we have some residual funds, or people decide to donate gifts, we do all kinds of little small things over there. And it's a great way to also kind of keep up with people and who's in first place and stuff. People are really handy with Photoshop, and things get really sporty in that group. So you definitely want to be over there. But guys, am I missing any other big updates?
Well, we're going to start the tournament this year, May 14th, and run it through June 12th, I believe. Yep. So it's going to be a 28-day tournament. It's going to start on a Saturday and on a Sunday. So you're going to have all those weekends for the people that can only fish on the weekend.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
To be able to catch Nick Chandler and overtake him for the championship.
Oh, man. The Kingslayer. That is definitely different because in the past, it usually ran the 15th to the 15th, which was.
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't want to start on a Wednesday and end on a Thursday or however that works. And typically, a lot of the people listening to these are weekend warriors, or they might be able to fish in the evenings or whatever. It's just a little bit easier to start on a Saturday and on a Sunday. That works out perfectly.
And I think it's a little more fun. In the past, when it, because when we did 15 to 15, the first year we did that,
it was a Saturday to like a Tuesday or something like that. And there was right. this big shotgun start at the beginning, and that Facebook group was full of photos. And we had a thing like first person to take a photo of a bass and post it to the group. You know, you got a fly rod box or something like that. I don't even remember what it was, but there was this like pulse of energy that kept everything going. And last year it started on like a Wednesday or something like that. And it just kind of like trickled as it went, and it didn't have that same energy. And so I kind of want that shotgun start. And I think starting things on a weekend is something people can look forward to. You know, it creates a different dynamic there. That's a good catch, Chase. I forgot about that. So it's going to be $25 this year for each side of the bracket, which is, I think, $10 less than we did last year, or $5 less than what we did last year.
Yeah, I think it's five. I think it was
$5. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to pare it down this year, cause we're going to try and do a little more elsewhere with the big bass division and whatnot. So, you know, if you want to do the kayak, you can join the kayak and the boating for 50, big bass for 60, all in. It's going to be a good time. I think my favorite part of this, got out of the way, my favorite part about this is the ridiculous amount of checks that are written by our mouths that our banks and our fishing skills cannot cash. I mean, year one, I barely got five fish on the board. I lost so many fish, I almost gave up bass fishing. Was it year one that Brooke kicked your ass, Austin?
if we actually go back, I have some screenshots. I would like to, defend myself. I did actually beat her by a quarter of an inch. There was a common misconception because she was kicking my ass the entire time.
I mean, there has been some fun there. And, you know, I sandbagged Chuck year three. Was that last year? I think that was last year.
It was two years ago.
2 years. Yeah. No sandbagging last year.
No. You have to post your fish within 24 hours because people get pissy about it. Here's the deal. If you want to be competitive, you shoot or shoot, right? You don't get caught with your pants down 3 days before the tournament ends watching Netflix. That's all I got to say, man. Like, I mean, if you're really worried about taking the lead, you know, but you got to submit your fish within 24 hours. But if there has ever been a run, I'm talking like a championship Tom Brady level run in this tournament, it had to have been Nick last year, dude. I swear to God, every day you posted a picture of like a 6 to 8 pound bass, and it was the most depressing thing I have ever had to endure.
It was definitely a earned, that's for sure. It wasn't no easy run.
No,
I guess, you know, fishing every day, eventually you'll get into a few of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there were days you were out there and it's like you had your rain jacket on and there's like thunder and lightning cracking around you. And it was like, what is he doing out there? And then he would post to the group and the phone would be like shaking everywhere and he'd be hyped up and he'd hold this big green mass up. And you're like, let's see through the hydrilla to see what that is. And it's like, that's not hydrilla. It's a, you know, a freaking 10 pound bass. And he's like, right here next to the boat. I was just like tying the lure on it. Just, you know, it's like he had this crazy story every time, you know, the thunder and lightning was cracking all around me, and then it decided to leave. And then I caught 15 pounds of bass on the next, you know, three casts. I mean, it was just unreal, dude. I mean, was it the same fish just on a stringer and you just kept it alive? Like, what was
I gotta keep my secrets to myself, or else, you know, everybody be doing it. It's all about them frogs, man. Just gotta have the right name on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right name.
Right name.
Okay, give everybody the context behind that.
Well, last year, I don't know, it was before the tournament, we were doing some smack talking, and I don't know what it was, what some special person said, but just figured, just for conversation's sake, I'd write somebody's name down on a lure, and just so happens to be the lure I lost the biggest fish on. So has a few stories going in it.
yeah, it was funny because in our bold predictions, so every time we're going to do that tonight, so I hope you guys can be ready on the fly because we're doing bold predictions here tonight, Johnny on the spot. But dude, you got picked on so hard last year. Everybody's like, I'm gonna beat Nick Chandler by like 155 inches or something like that.
No, and I think that was only Chuck. Like, everybody pretty much called somebody out for the tournament, and I'm pretty sure Chuck called out Nick for the tournament, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I know I called out Adam Glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year, which he's moved. So yep. Everybody has a really good chance of beating him because he's up in Oregon. And I don't think they have big bass up there.
No.
So unless he figures it out and finds the tactical bass and guys or whatever, and they're on a tour up there or something, watches one of their videos. Or at least he's poor mouthing that the fishing is not good in Oregon and he's going to come in there and catch 25 inchers. And we're all going to be like, oh my God, some guy from Oregon beat us. That's not even from there.
I think he actually had like double the insult to it though, because like he talked about, I'm gonna have to go back and look and listen, but I think he was like, I can't go after somebody like Adam or Andy because they catch so many fish, so I'm gonna pick somebody that was like more reachable. I think that's why he picked Nick. Yeah. And it was like, I'm gonna beat Nick by like 100 inches because he thought it was more reasonable. Then Nick goes out there, dude, you set a freaking tournament record, like not just
he called me out.
I don't know. I don't
Austin
think it was
normally
me.
Calls out Parker.
Yeah.
I do normally call out Parker. Yeah, man. He's like
definitely
my nemesis.
A love affair
I
there.
Just want to
yeah.
beat him so bad.
Either way.
So are you
not forget though either.
It was Austin's
that...
name?
Yeah. What's that?
So what was the name on the lure?
Chuck.
Okay, so it's Chuck then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Good call, Chase. Good call, brother.
I think the funny thing is that I don't think anybody in this group truly expects to beat anybody as soundly as like we talk. I mean, it's just like if I could see myself this year having another run like I did year one where I can't manage to land any of those fish, you know, and we can't win anything in this tournament. I mean, the whole purpose of this is to raise money for you guys to fish against us, to show us that truly you guys should be the host of these shows, not us. And we should just stick to hunting content. But I think this is a fun time. I know I don't bass fish near as hard or at all if it wasn't for this tournament.
Exactly. Exactly. I can agree.
I mean, I really love kayak bass fishing, but you know, I'm all in when it's tournament time, dude.
There's something different when you put a little money on the line, right? Like when you put it on the audio waves, you put a little skin in the game, suddenly things change, you know? I mean, it's a lot of fun. And you never know what kind of contacts. I mean, Nick is basically a pro staffer now for New Canoe, and that only came about because I showed him how to catch fish in his new frontier.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I took a photo of Nick and I posted it to Instagram. I think this is right. I took a photo of Nick and I posted it to Instagram. I sent it to you. That's what it was. And you used it on Instagram and it explodes. And then New Canoe contact or like suddenly you get involved with New Canoe. And I'm like, dude, what the heck, man? Like I use all these different gear items and I take really good photos, but I sent him a photo and he explodes with New Canoe. And so, you know, listen, it's not that big a deal. He just has his gas and his lures paid for by New Canoe. He has a stipend, travel stipend every year. And, you know,
that's it.
He's just using fuel, Walter. He's fueling up right now.
That's it. Well, he's going to sleep now because he doesn't plan on sleeping for the next month. So
we're just going to predict like Nick Chandler wins 130 inches this year.
I'm going to look it up right now while you guys are talking because I want to see what his total was. Nick, you were supposed to compile that and post
it.
It
was like
did you ever get
115 or something.
It was something ridiculous like that.
Quarter, I think. I was calling out 21-inch fish at the end of the tournament, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, it was 21 or actually, it was 22-inch fish. I was trying to get one bigger than 22. That's all I remember. Other than I think it was 115 and some change.
Well, the good thing
I think, did not expect it.
Year over year, the winners' numbers have gone up.
Like, yeah.
I think the first year it was like 103 inches. And then there was, I think the year Adam won was like 108 or 109. And then Nick came in there and had 115 last year. So every year the winners' numbers have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the creators have all their numbers have gone up too, year over year. Except maybe Austin, because has had babies like the last 2 years or something like that.
And, yeah, let's not forget, I didn't get to fish hardly at all those 2 years in between, really. I mean,
it was 2 hours there.
Yeah, like literally, I think the second year two, I think I fished for like 3 hours. And I was pretty much trying to get Brooke on fish, and she ended up smoking me that year anyway, too. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going through here and I'm trying to find the freaking post where I talk about who won. And it's just bucket mouth after bucket mouth after bucket mouth of Nick. Like every day he's just posting another freaking photo of a fish bigger than my head, dude. It's just like, Jesus, I can't find it. Okay. But you're right, Chase. I think every year it's gone up, which is crazy considering, you know, like, you know, 100 and something inches is 20 inches or so. Yeah, 5-20 inch bass. That those are substantial. What do we say those are? Probably like 4 or 5 pound bass.
Yeah.
Like give or take. Definitely.
Yeah. 3.5, 4 pounds.
Yeah. Well, my honey hole's dried up, so I don't know what the hell I'm going to do this year. Lake Jackson. So we have lakes down here that are on top of like limestone rock that's over aquifers. And as the aquifer during dry seasons drops, the weight of the water busts the limestone and then the lake drops. And so it has drained, I think, like 4 or 5 times in like the last year. And so, there's still a lot of fish out there because the lake's so large. Luckily, they, you know, they all get kind of crushed into one area, but the lake's back up almost about half pool, and so I'll be able to get the canoe back in there and fish a lot of those areas. But I'm excited because night fishing in that canoe is going to be a whole nother level of awesome. Like the ability to stand up and like stretch your legs, and I think I'm gonna take a little jet boil and like a Coleman out there, and I'm just gonna like make myself some dinner, you know, like just if I need to take a nap, I could just put my feet up, take a nap. Like, this is going to be awesome, man. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited for you to be able to eat dinner out there, bud.
I got to keep that kid. Got to keep that dad bod going, man. While dad bods are in style, I've got to rock it as long as I can before six packs come back into style. You know,
it's not a dad bod. It's a father figure.
There you go.
That is awesome. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Do we have any other business? Otherwise, we have very, very important items we have to tend to here.
Weren't we talking about doing a t-shirt?
We were. Okay, so we're going to talk business that's unsettled on the podcast. Chase, do you have a connection for a t-shirt?
I do have a connection for a t-shirt.
Okay.
It would be, I think it's dry fit. Okay. I mean, if we're okay with dry fit and y'all can get me the images.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I can get us the shirts.
Okay. What's the turnaround time look like, do you think?
Generally depends, but it probably 10 days.
Okay.
Maybe 10 days. It's not long.
Okay. So we will iron out the details. Austin, I'm going to send you the logo tonight and you can spruce that thing up and then we'll get that over to Chase. I'll get the sponsor information on there. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to do a follow-up on this. I've wanted to do shirts, Chase. I appreciate you taking the reins on this one. And Austin for jumping in with your Photoshop skills to spruce up our logo. I will get back to you guys with a price point. I think the way we have to do this, guys, is I think we have to have like a cutoff. I think we have to do like order it within, and I can do this through Fishing Chaos. You can order your shirt through Fishing Chaos. He told me this is a ticket that we can sell because I did bring that up to him. I think we're going to cut it off with the registration cutoff. And anybody who orders up until that point, we should be good to go. So stay tuned for the next episode. I'll promise to give you guys an update on what the shirt will cost, but I definitely want one. That's for sure.
So pretty much anybody interested needs to go to the group page in order to stay up to date, informed on sign-ups and all that good stuff.
Yep. Nick is our ad legal guy on the background. You know, for all of them future notices, please go to chasingtails.com and sign up for the daily. You know, this little thing at the end of the, I did a terrible job, but okay. All right. Any other business that I'm dropping the ball on?
That's it.
Proceed.
Cue the music, Austin.
Yeah, Austin.
Oh, hold on.
We need some dramatic music here.
You want something fun? I got you.
Yeah. Let's rock it.
I got you. Here we go, bud. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
All right. It's time for the bold predictions. We're going to do this in redneck alphabetical order, which means I'm just going to pick at random. Nick, what is your bold prediction?
At least I'm prepared. You pick first.
I'm gonna sleep deprived.
Walt breaks 100 inches this year out of his new GNU. So one bold prediction, two bold predictions. How many?
Let's do one for yourself and one for somebody else.
Bold. Got to be bold. If it's going to be bold, I guess I could say possibly breaking score from last year would be bold. It's about the only thing I could think of.
Give us a number.
121 and a quarter.
Ooh.
My goodness gracious. Holy
smokes. Call him Scott Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus.
That is bold.
Okay. All right. Chase, one for yourself and one for someone else.
One for myself. Ooh. I'm not going to go quite as bold as Nick with a 121 score. I'm going to say that I'm going to end up around 105 inches, 105, 106 inches for the tournament. I have not broken 100. I have been at 99 the last 2 years, like 99, 99 and a half or something for the last couple of years. And we'll just say a caveat of that. One of those fish will be 25 inches. So I'm going to catch a 25 incher and have 105 or 6 inches total.
Wow.
Something for myself, bold prediction wise, is I'm going to go with that Austin beats Chuck by 10 inches.
Ooh.
10 inches this year.
I like your confidence, bud.
10 inches.
I'll make it happen.
Holy cow.
I mean, I'm sure when Ron's listening to this, he'll be able to go into all of our bold predictions and we'll get to know that we were way off on most of them. But
all right, Austin, you're up next, buddy.
I am going to go bold prediction for myself. I'm going to stay pretty average around my normal year of catching a bunch of 16 inchers. And then I'm just going to come in and just swipe Chase out of the way with a 26 incher and take the big fish pot.
There you go.
Oh, we have to talk about that. Who can win the big fish pot?
I would probably say anybody if you put in for it.
So right? the big pot's fair game.
I mean, if you're putting in the $10 for it, creator wise, then you can't win the actual tournament itself, but big fish is big. I would say big fish.
Okay.
So what's the pot?
It's going to be however many people kick in $10.
I say, well, if a creator wins, then the creator donates that money back to the charity. How about
yes?
That? If a creator catches big fish, that money goes to
this. This right here, guys, is why he's my co-host. In case anybody was wondering, I said this already once. All the good ideas come from him. I'm just the guy that makes them happen. That's it. That's awesome. Okay, I agree to that. Yeah, if the creator wins, the money goes to takemefishing.org. Oh, I like that because that kind of gives us like a little more like let's hustle for that money, man. I like that.
Yes, right. I like that a lot. Holy smokes.
Okay, so. Last year, I did something that I had been wanting to do for quite some time. Austin, did I interrupt you? Did you get your two out?
I didn't get my two out. I was just going to let you roll with it, though.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby boy. Let's go.
I think that Walt is going to be cooking himself a mountain house and burn his fingers on his spork while setting the hook on like a 10-pounder, dude.
Okay. Am I going to lose the 10 pounder?
Nope. You're going to get it in, but it's only going to be 18 inches. It's just going to be all shoulders and no legs.
It would be like that, dude.
All shoulders, dude. That would be the most depressing thing ever. Could you imagine catching an 18 inch 10 pound? Wow, that's crazy. All right, what's your bold for yourself, sir?
Oh, I already got that one. I already threw that one out there.
He says he's catching the big bass.
That's right.
I'm gonna sweep Chase out of the way with a 26 incher, man.
Ooh,
I got you. 26.
That's gonna be impressive. I'm telling
you. It's gonna be a PA record.
it might actually be a muskie. I'm not sure.
He's gonna be out there with a Sharpie trying to darken up the muskie. You know, like so
bass on it.
You know, I was looking at Chuck. I'm like, who am I gonna pick on this year? And Chuck like didn't even break the top 10 this year. He was dead last amongst the creators. And so I don't feel like I should even like consider him a worthy rival at this point in time. Austin Keeming. You think so?
You know, he's going to be talking mad smack, dude.
Yeah, but he's kind of like that dude. That's just, he's like a chihuahua. It's all bark. It's no bite. They can't actually do anything for you.
Oh man.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll pick on Chuck. 45 inches. I will renew the rivalry. I will beat Chuck by 45 inches cumulative in this tournament. For the record, I beat him by almost 30 last year.
Yeah.
Just saying, the man can't catch a bass.
Last year he didn't have a kayak, he said.
I mean, that was an excuse.
You know, every day that went by, he was like, you know, oh, I got this kayak, but, you know, it ain't got any storage. Oh, I got this kayak, but, you know, it kind of tips kind of easy, and it's a little chilly up here. It's in the 50s. You know, he had a bunch of excuses, okay? I'm out there in a 10-foot kayak swimming around with 15-foot alligators and water moccasins galore trying to make this thing happen in, like, 5 feet of water. At one point in time, I had an alligator smack the front of my boat. All I'm saying is, where there's a will, there's a way. And he, during the COVID pandemic boom of kayaks, decided to order a new one right before the tournament. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you talk smack and I'll say, I'm not feeling too good today. So 45 inches, I beat Chuck. That's my bold prediction. All right, for myself.
Damn, boy.
I think Austin is going to have 106 3/4 inches this year at the end of the tournament.
Oh my goodness gracious.
106 3/4. Yeah. And it's all going to be on the Ned rig on the Great Lakes.
Oh, I love the Ned rig on the Great Lakes too, dude. Oh, yep. Okay. Lake Erie, man. Ned rig.
Smallmouth bond.
I got you, boy.
I'm just teeing it up for you, man. I'm giving you the blueprints.
I'm fine with it. I love it. I'm so down for it. Let's get it.
Oh, man. I
hope
love
I don't
this.
Let you down.
Yeah, me too. And you notice I didn't put a dollar amount with that in the slightest this year. Because like last year, we all put wagers on. It was like $50 if you do this and that. And, you know, I don't know if did anybody actually pay up when they lost? Did Chuck fork up the $50?
I don't know.
You had to donate it to takemefishing.org, right?
Yeah, we need to get it. We need to get somebody to notarize a receipt of payment from Chuck. Otherwise, I'm going to call BS.
Because I called out Adam Glass.
That's right.
Ended up beating me as usual.
It's that stringer logic, man. They catch a bunch of fish throughout the year. They put them on a stringer in an aquarium. They go out there in the kayak and take a photo of it and then release it. I mean, it's...
Well, what needs to happen is I need to fish with Adam every time. Because every time we fish together, I would beat him. And then somehow, miraculously, when I wasn't fishing with him, he would catch big fish. I mean, kind of a coincidence there, Adam.
Somehow he would just drop his phone in the water.
Drop his phone in the water. 325 inches.
After posting a photo of him with a fishing rod stuck in his butt on
it's like, well, you should have posted them to the app immediately whenever you caught those fish instead of holding on to them in your live well. so
I feel like I have to give some context to what I just said, because that's not family friendly at all.
Adam Glass tried to catch a fish last year and put the phone like in front of him while he reeled in the fish. But he brought his like thighs together to where it looked like a butt crack. And I took a screenshot of it and, you know, posted that to the Facebook group because it looked like he'd stuck a fishing rod on his butt and took a photo of it. So if that's what it takes to land 100 inches, I'd probably do the same thing. But I'm not. I'm just, you know. All right. So I'm gonna ask a follow-up question because I got 13% battery life and then we're going to rock this thing. What is your favorite memory for each of y'all for the Yak and for Bass Challenge?
Ooh.
I'll go. I've got a couple because I would say it would stem from just fishing with other people. Because I fished with Nick and Adam on Fellsmere that one time. We had a great day, spent the entire day out there, had a storm come through that I almost didn't make it that day with my big old kayak that I couldn't paddle, the one that had the trolling motor. And you could take a trolling motor on Fellsmere at the time. So that's one of them. And then fishing with you and Andy, night fishing with you and Andy out there on Lake Jackson. So anytime I can get together with a group and fish with those people, those are probably my best memories. The catching a big fish or whatever, that's awesome too. But I really enjoy getting to fish with those guys, or you, Walter, Nick, just the camaraderie of it all.
Agree. I have to say that's probably one of mine as well, from the camaraderie with the trip out there at Fellsmere. But I think probably what topped it off was last year, one morning, I landed in a row within like 2 hours. I probably landed two or three, 4 or 5 pounders. I think one that was over 6 pounds, one over 7, 8, and then one right at 10, all within a couple hours. That'd probably be one of my best moments, other than the camaraderie going out there. That'd be my take.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I'm gonna top you just a little bit, Nick, just because, you know, you caught such big fish last year in one morning, man. Now, just listen, this was in like an hour. I caught like 6 or 7 11 inchers, and it was insane. The top water bite was on fire. But no, I'm gonna keep along the same lines. Like, the camaraderie thing is awesome. I can think back to like the first year, me and Chuck and Brooke and Lane, we all went out up to a big group of water, a big body of water just north of us, and we fished all night, and it was a really good night of fishing. We really caught some good fish, really good night just to kind of hang out with them, and it was really, really, really fun. And I'm gonna say last year was also a pretty good experience. There was a few of us in the Marco Polo group. At midnight, we went out and we fished at the beginning of the tournament. It was actually kind of cool. Like, just going out, doing some night fishing, like just to kick off the tournament. I think each of us caught a fish. Wasn't anything crazy, but it was just fun, man. Like, just to kick it off a little bit.
You know, it's funny you brought that up, because I was going to say that as well, because last year it was like a Wednesday night, wasn't it? Yeah. Wasn't it like a Wednesday night last year, or Thursday night? And it was like, so we got this Marco Polo group, like you said, and it's like one person's like, you know, I might go fishing tonight, you know, just try and get a couple hours in, and the other person's like, well, you won't do it, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like one guy's like in his truck, all right guys, I'm heading out the lake, and all of a sudden two other guys pop up. I was like, yeah, I'm heading out the lake too, you know, and you're out there and it's, you know, you're out there doing these night fishing trips when there's like no reason for anybody to be on the water. Like, I remember taking my kayak out one time, and there's this dude fishing. He's like, you going out there tonight? I was like, yeah, man, all the good fishing is right now. He goes, don't you have to work in the morning? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm coming in hot in the morning, boys, you know? And he's like, and he goes, boy, I wish I had your spunk. I'm like, oh, I wish I wasn't this stupid, you know? I mean, it was like, but it's like, and you're sitting there and you're fishing and you're not, oh no. Can you still see me?
Yes,
we can.
Cool. My phone said you have 10%, or my iPad said you have 10%. So I'm sitting there and you're fishing and you're, and you cast and there's nothing, and you cast and there's nothing, and all of a sudden your phone goes off and it's like, oh, let's see who caught something, you know, like you get that Marco Polo notification, you know, and it's always great waking up the next day and somebody's gone out and caught some fish. But I think I'm gonna poke fun at Chase mildly here, but I think my favorite memory of the tournament is Chase and I do not get enough time to hang out. And I think it's truly, he pretends to be busier than he is so that he doesn't have to tolerate how much I talk. But we only get together like 4 or 5 times a year, and it's almost always the bulk of it during this fishing tournament. And I love it because I love hanging out with Chase. He's hysterical. And he always, you know, it's Chase. He's got the lucky horseshoe. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And there, I've only seen Chase get frustrated a couple times. One time when a dude was being a dick in the deer woods, and we went out fishing last year. I'm pretty sure it was last year. And he took this sprinker. I had to pull it up. It's the Tekel USA sprinker frog. When I tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, the fish that came out of that water were monsters. They were monsters. Like, you just know by the way he hits the top water, it was big bass. And it's one of those things where it's like, you already know you're fishing right next to Chase using the same damn lure, but it doesn't matter because Chase is next to you. He's going to catch the fish. And you know, it's whoosh, huge thing of water. And he sets the hook and he's fighting. And all of a sudden the line goes slack. And he's like, what the heck? And it always starts off real comical. But Chase gets competitive and he hates losing big fish. That night he lost like 4 or 5 fish and he didn't talk for like a solid 15, 16 minutes. I thought for sure if I said the wrong thing, he was going to poke a hole in my kayak and just paddle off into the horizon, man. But it was, he came back around a few minutes later and he still managed to catch some really great fish on paddle tails. We were using the paddle tails that evening. We caught some fish, but it was just one of those things where it was, you know, you have those days where everything goes wrong. And I feel like it's better when there's someone else there to laugh with you and kind of talk about it and whatnot. And yeah. We fooled with those damn sprinker frogs till we went blue in the face, but I just don't think you can catch something on them very well.
Well, when you gave me that one, that's when I started catching the fish on them, that like silver one or whatever. I don't know if it's how the hook's bent or whatever. And I think I caught 3 or 4 of my bass that were on my stringer last year from that one lure.
I did bend those hooks out a little bit.
Right. I think it was the hook because, oh my God, dude, I'm talking about, I had, and I was even in the daytime where I would throw that thing. I'm like, I'm just going to throw it a couple of times. And you just see this massive bass jump out of the water and you're like, oh, I got this thing. And then next thing you know, the lure is flying back at your face.
Yep.
And I'm like, I was about ready to throw the fishing line. I normally don't get mad. Like, it's a lot for me to get angry. But that lure was the most frustrating thing because, I mean, you're sitting there at night fishing and I'm just talking explosion after explosion on that lure. And just every time I would go start reeling in, it would just poof, slack. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Mm-hmm. And I had to put it away for then because I didn't want to throw a rod and reel into the water.
And you know, the funny thing is we are so so obviously fire and ice, right? Redbeard, you know, Iceman is his nickname. We're so diametrically opposed. He didn't cuss, guys. He lost like 5 tournament winning big bass fish. He didn't once cuss. Y'all, I lose a 15 inch fish like that and it's just F this and F that and I'm losing my mind. If I had done that, I would have sunk my own kayak. I would have just punched a hole in that thing and rode it down like the Titanic to the bottom of Lake Jackson. He just got quiet. And I'm like, boy, the quiet man's a dangerous man. He never once, I think he may have said damn one time. Like one time, like it's crazy, man. I couldn't believe it. It scared me. It scared me how quiet he got there for a little while. So, yeah. Well, guys, I appreciate everything you're doing. So you guys don't know this, but each and every one of you is going to be a judge this year. Surprise. And I'm not judging all like 500 fish again. I can't do it. There's not enough time in the day anymore. So that's one of the things we're going to do. We're going to add you guys as judges. We're going to have the 3 tournaments, $25 per entry. Kayak can buy into the fishing. $10 goes into the big bass pot, and you got prizes just for entering. You got prizes just for catching one fish. Who knows what still comes down the pipe? I'm still working on some other options there as well. And man, I am excited. I was super depressed, cataclysmically depressed that turkey season had ended. And I'm not saying I'm not there, but I'm like the idea of being able to go out and fish. And I've got the first 4 days of the tournament off. So I'm cranking.
Good.
All right, buddy. All right. I feel you.
All right, guys.
28 days.
That's right.
I need every 28. One thing out there. Anybody who's new to this, never kayak fished, just because we had that situation last year, don't forget to leash your phones.
Yeah.
Keep them on you. Keep them tied up. I mean, anything important, but especially your phone, that's the most important thing in the tournament. You got to have a picture of it to prove it. So you don't want it sitting at the bottom of the lake with 325-inch fish on it.
That's true. Allegedly. Valid point. Allegedly.
He still did very well.
Yeah, he still had,
even though he didn't have the fish.
103¾ is what he had. So screw him. Guys, if you're listening to this, stay tuned. Please don't forget to sign up, even if the link isn't live whenever this video drops. I appreciate you supporting us. Please, 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 can't ask you enough. Go check out the Whitetail Distraction. Go check out Heart of Florida Outdoors. Subscribe to them. Give them some love. They produce amazing content. I'm really lucky to call these guys friends and to have them all contributing to this in their own unique ways and to egg everybody on. So if you're interested, we'd love to have you in that tournament. We'd love to raise some money, pass some time. And by the end of this tournament, it's time to be shooting your bow. It's time to be doing some scouting for deer, watching them in the fields or loading your corn feeders up. It's going to be time. It's going to be real time here close. And that's kind of the purpose of this. So until next time, get outside and enjoy the great outdoors. All right, I'm going to hit end. Let's see how this works. Stop.
Hey, everyone. Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow.
Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.